fitness now and you know, what we expect of them on and off the field. So we're just really excited about training camp stuff.
Coach, last year it was kind of you guys against the world. This year, is it tough to get them that motivated again since it's year two? I mean,
I don't think so. I mean, anytime you got a chance to play in front of 100,000 fans and you're on TV and you're going to open the stadium at MetLife Stadium against, open the season at MetLife Stadium against Syracuse. You know, if you're not motivated for that, then I don't know, you should probably try something else. You know, I think that, again, our guys understand that we're behind the eight ball a little bit numbers-wise. And so there's still a little bit of that attitude that you talk about. And our guys, they enjoy a challenge. So hopefully we can go out there and play well this year and play better at the beginning of the season than we did last year and have a successful year.
A lot of coaches around the country worry about players getting ejected because of this targeting rule, especially with your number situation. Do you have to address that in any special way or just let it lay out?
No, we have to teach our kids the proper way to tackle. And so how do you do that? Well, we have to show them examples of last year that we believe would have resulted in an ejection this year. And then when our officials come in to officiate our training camp scrimmages, we're going to have at night, we'll have them stand up and talk to us about what their interpretation of that rule is. So again, it's about education. I learned that in New England. You know, Bill, a couple years ago, you remember there was a lot of helmet-to-helmet issues in the National Football League. A lot of guys were getting fined $50,000, $25,000. That's a lot of money. And so he would come in and he would talk to these guys about, hey, look, this isn't the proper way to tackle. This is the proper way to tackle. An example. So I think we have to be proactive in that, and we have to ask the officials exactly what they're doing.
How have you seen the NFL draft process change over the years now? I felt like you just need an NFL assistant. What more digging is there on character, say, now than there were even a few years ago?
I think there's different levels of digging in on character with different teams. Maybe some teams have more resources than other teams and they can do a little bit more of that. Or maybe they believe in that more than some other team. But again, I've always said that character is a part of the evaluation of that league. And then you have the decision whether to draft that player or not. And so here at Penn State, as it relates to Penn State, we're trying to do the best we can to bring in high character guys that are hardworking guys. And when we make a mistake, we try to rectify that mistake. And so I think at the NFL level, the draft process, I think, you know, I would say all the teams are doing some type of character background.
More so than before?
I don't think so. No. I mean, you know, I wouldn't know. I haven't been there now in a couple of years, but I don't think it's any more or less.
How difficult is it of a process of navigating when a player comes to you and wants your advice on what should I do if someone's been in the NFL trying to make a decision here on my future? Difficult process to negotiate as a head coach now?
No, you know, again, I just try to give them my own experience and how difficult it is to play in that league as a young player. About whether you're the number one draft pick or you're an undrafted guy that is in a training camp. It doesn't matter. It's a very, very difficult league to play in. And really only the strong survive. You know, guys that are really tough, physically tough, that can learn, that can play fast and improve every day and understand that it's a job. You get paid and you're expected to spend a lot of hours there trying to improve. It's a totally different college. So I just give them my own personal experience, and I enjoy those conversations, you know, when I talk about it. Mostly guys that are older, you know, guys, like last year's senior class, you know, that were getting ready for the draft. You know, Maudy, Hodges, Farrell, Stank, you know, Stephon Morris, all those guys, Jordan Hill. Just giving my own experience and how hard, what a difficult time it is for rookies. And if you stick to it and you're resilient, you get better and you stay healthy, you get a chance to make it.
Coach, you spent last time you had 50 people around here. I got one question about football.
I know.
Now you got 10 and it's all football. Yeah. Which
do
you
prefer? Oh, you know what I prefer. But no, I love talking about football. You know, it's what I just like all of us as coaches in this conference, we have a passion for football. And we could talk about it all day.
Thank you.
And so the other stuff is the other stuff. You know, we can talk about our players and football all day. This has been an enjoyable experience thus far this year.
Coach, can you talk about your quarterback situation a little?
Sure. So we have two quarterbacks that will compete for the starting job, Christian Hackenberg, a freshman, who just arrived on campus for our Summer Bridge program about the end of June, and then Tyler Ferguson, who arrived last January. They'll compete, and we'll have to make a decision probably somewhere about halfway through training camp as to who that quarterback will be so that we give that guy enough time to prepare for Syracuse. Syracuse is a very difficult team, so it's a lot of fun. It's fun to coach young quarterbacks. It's a challenge. It's exciting, though, because you're teaching these guys things that they've never heard before, you know, for the first time. And that's the challenge of it, and it's a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to it.
What did you learn from going through last year that you feel is going to help you now as you continue on with it?
Yeah, well, obviously, you go through your first year as a head coach, you learn so many different things, and you're learning every day. But I think the main thing I learned from last year was what to be prepared for in the second year. You know, on game day, practice days, early training camp, end of training camp, how it relates to class schedules, and all these different things that go in. So organizationally, I've learned a lot over the first year, and I'm still learning. But I think I'm better than I was organizationally a year ago. Obviously, I know a lot more about our players this year than I did last year. You know, having been around these guys now for 19 months, you know a lot more about the players. So I would say those are two areas that a year helps you, that's for sure.
Did anything surprise you with last year, given the circumstances with the sanctions in terms of guys' motivation or willingness to? Did anything surprise you during that whole process?
Yeah, I think, you know, I get asked that question a lot. And I think one of the things that you have to understand about the coaching profession is really nothing surprises us, you know, because when you're a coach and, you know, for instance, you're a play caller on game day, you have to expect the unexpected, and that trains you so that when you become a head coach, that's part of the deal. So nothing surprised me. What I learned, though, was that there was a group of young men that understood the word commitment and loyalty, and they understood the fact that there were things that were out of their control, and how do we handle that? Do we just cry over spilt milk, or do we try to forge ahead and make a situation that's tough into a good situation? And so I think that's probably what I learned from last year's group of guys.